Welcome back to Giants.com with today's edition of the Offseason Report. I'm John Schmuck. We're joined by beat reporter for Giants.com, Mike Lisen. Mike, you ready to roll?
I'm ready. Let's do it, John.
Mike is fired up, and let's start with two guys the Giants brought back for this season. You have Keith Rivers, a linebacker that played for the Giants last year. Then Aaron Ross comes back after a year off in Jacksonville, decides, let's go back to the Big Apple.
Well, we've learned from Aaron Ross that was his idea all along, that when he left for Jacksonville, he always wanted to come back. First-round draft choice for the Giants in 2007, played very well for them while he was here. Had to go with the money, I guess, last year in Jacksonville. Did not have a good year with the Jaguars. Played for a 2-14 team. Is thrilled to come back. You know, good friends are here, Corey Webster, Terrell Thomas. A little bit of a crowd now at cornerback with those three and Prince Amukamara and Jerron Hosley. So it'll be quite a battle, quite an interesting competition at cornerback. Keith Rivers, he's got a lot of skill, but he hasn't been able to stay on the field. He's in a bit of a new position now because without Michael Boley and perhaps Chase Blackburn as a free agent, Keith Rivers is now the senior member, the linebacker with most experience on the team. So he's got to take more of a leadership role. But really, the Giants need him to be on the field, and that's his big challenge this year.
It'll be a great opportunity for him to get a lot of playing time this year if he stays healthy. Now, a lot of new faces as well. Let's start with the Giants' first move of the week. They bring in Cullen Jenkins to try to fill the void left by Chris Canty.
I don't know if he can fill the void physically because he's 6'2", and Chris Canty was 6'7". Chris Canty is a very large man, but Cullen Jenkins is a proven, productive defensive lineman in this league. He's a very good run stopper. Who can also go outside and rush the passer or rush the passer from inside. What the Giants really liked about him was his durability, knock on wood. He played every game each of the last two seasons. You know, Candy last year missed some time. So I think it's a really good move. He's a winner. He was on a Super Bowl champion in Green Bay. I think he's an upgrade on the defensive line.
And the Giants are going to have some competition at kicker this offseason. They bring in Josh Brown. He will compete with David Buehler for the starting job.
Yeah, Josh Brown is an experienced kicker. He has scored more than 1,000 points in the NFL. If this is the end of the Lawrence Tynes era, I think it's sad. He did a lot of great work here. I mean, people will always remember him for the two kicks that sent the Giants into the Super Bowl. But Josh Brown has had success. He's also a winner. He played in Super Bowl 40, I guess it was, with Seattle. So we're trading one veteran kicker for another.
And two role players, kind of under-the-radar signings the Giants made this week. Ryan Mundy, the safety, coming in primarily a special teamer when he was with Pittsburgh. And Ryan Terrain, the Giants bring back as well to add to that running back depth.
Yeah, Ryan Mundy is another durable guy. Never missed a game in four seasons in Pittsburgh. He's a good backup safety. Started the first three games last year. An outstanding special teams player. As you know, Kenny Phillips went to Philadelphia as a free agent, signed a one-year contract. Ryan Mundy comes in, even got Kenny's number 21, so he's taking over. I guess right now he's the third safety after Antrell Roll and Stevie Brown, and he has been productive. He hasn't played as much as some of these other guys, but he has been productive when he has played. Ryan Terrain didn't really do much after he was signed late in the year following Andre Brown's injury, but it's a crowded offensive backfield now with four guys back there, and who knows who's going to come in the draft.
And Martellus Bennett signing with the Chicago Bears. Bear Pascoe was re-signed earlier in the offseason. That is a little bit of a void at tight end now.
A little bit, but the Giants do have Adrian Robinson, last year's fourth-round draft choice, who never really got to play at all last year. He came in late because he had to finish his schoolwork in the spring. He was behind, but the Giants think highly of him. And, we're still early in the offseason. We're still 6 weeks from the draft. Still tight ends out there. I'm sure that we'll pick up somebody at some point. If not, you know, this is a perfect opportunity for Bear and Adrian Robinson.
Mike, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, John. You too.
He's Mike Lisen. I'm John Schmuck. We'll see you next time on Giants.com. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.